Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 9th. Congress has voted to endorse a fragile deal among states that share the Colorado River. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports.
The drought contingency plan has been years in the making. It spells out water cutbacks for Arizona, California, Nevada, and Mexico should the river's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, continue to drop. Hammering out the details of the deal in both Arizona and California led to tension among farm groups, city officials, and tribes who all rely on the dwindling resource. The drought plan required congressional approval. If President Donald Trump signs it, the deal can officially be put in place by all seven Colorado River Basin states. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Delta County School District held a meeting with parents last night that they hope is the first of many more like it. School board members met with parental representatives from many of the schools in the area last night at the school district office in Delta. They called it the Accountability School Board Share Out Meeting. It was different from their usual monthly accountability meeting, and it was the first time in some 10 years that the school board met with parents in that manner. KVNF News spoke with Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay after the meeting.
Well, we meet monthly, but the board share out we haven't done for that length of time. So we actually have a representative from this accountability group from our monthly meetings report to the board as a single person every meeting in the month. But we haven't done a full school share out like we did tonight.
Superintendent Karen Gibson asked the parents to talk about the culture and climate in their schools and to give a review of grants and programs in the schools that are new this year. Lincoln Elementary, Cedar Edge High School, Vision Charter Academy, Paonia Elementary, Hotchkiss K-8, Garnet Mesa, Paonia Junior Senior High School, Delta High School, and Delta Middle School were all represented at the meeting. Clay said that the school board is familiar already with many of the issues talked about, but the main concern was to hear from parents.
I think the big message out there is that parent involvement is critical, and we listen and take them very seriously, and we're excited for people to come forward and let us know what their needs are and what they want to see in our schools.
The common theme among all the presentations by parents was that schools need help coming up with money to improve safety and security. Clay said that is one of the school board's main priorities moving forward.
Yeah, it's a big priority. Obviously, we have a lot of different priorities when we talk about a school system, but safety is our number one always, because if students are safe, then we feel like that they can learn at a higher rate and feel secure coming into our buildings. So big priority, and we've written a grant. We received a little over $700,000 to replace all the locks in the buildings, but that's just step one. Have a lot of other needs in the district.
And last, we'll hear the first in a three-part series from Luke Runyon about the Colorado River Delta in Mexico. Because cities and farms in the Southwest rely so heavily on the Colorado River, its last 100 miles in northern Mexico run dry. It's a clear illustration that every drop of the river is spoken for. Luke Runyon traveled to the Delta to see what it looks like firsthand.
I started my journey in Sonora, Mexico. Something remarkable happened here 5 years ago. Water again flowed into parts of the Colorado River Delta. It only lasted for 8 weeks, but it had a profound impact on those who witnessed it.
In March 23rd of...
It was known as the pulse flow, flujo pulso in Spanish. Around 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, water began spilling through the dam on the U.S.-Mexico border. It took a few days for it to reach the bridge leading into the border city of San Luis Rio, Colorado.
And you think of it as this wall of water that's going to come down, but it really was this creeping tongue of water across the sand.
That's Jennifer Pitt. Back then, she worked for the Environmental Defense Fund and says the pulse flow was a culmination of years of negotiation. We chatted in the sandy riverbed where she remembers dozens of people sitting in lawn chairs waiting for the water.
They started getting up just one by one, people coming over to the water and like getting down on their hands and knees and just putting their hand, you know, just touching it. It was like the arrival, the great arrival of the river.
A spontaneous festival started, complete with mariachi music, vendors, horses, and boats. But from where we're standing now, you'd never know the West's mightiest river was supposed to flow here.
We'd been saying for years, we want to do this for nature and for people. And I don't think any of us who were saying those words, and for people, quite understood the and for people that happened, that we saw here, because it was a spectacle.
Pues sí.
Crisóforo Arcos can remember fishing in the river as a boy in the 1960s. In work clothes with a silver mustache, he recalls seeing the flow from his small town of Miguel Alemán, which sits along the Colorado River's main channel in Mexico.
There was the time here. Everyone in the community, the people of San Luis Rio, Colorado, came to the river to enjoy themselves. But it was a very low level of water, very, very little. This was years ago, and since then, we haven't seen any water.
So how did we get here? The Colorado River used to flow regularly into the Delta until the 1960s. Now the river is tapped out. A massive plumbing system pulls its water away from its channel and sends it to farmland and cities on both sides of the border. It's around 10 at night, and local writers have gathered for a poetry reading at La Libreria, a bookstore in downtown San Luis. One by one, writers stand at the front of the room and read their work, much of it focusing on the river.
Le puse la leyenda del gigante al río Colorado.
After the event, I talk with local architect Nancy Saldana outside on the sidewalk in the yellow glow of the streetlights. She was born in San Luis.
The day it arrived was like you feel that a part of you has come back. I think it's like when you lose something in your gut, something inside you. That for us is the water. This is the river.
Eso es el agua. Eso es el río.
Saldana says the pulse flow captured people's imagination. There are ongoing talks for the city to create a riverfront park, but they're still working on finding enough water to run through the channel on a regular basis.
I don't believe that if there hadn't been the pulse flow, I don't think we would have had as much hope.
Hope, she says, in the radical idea that rivers can and should have water. I'm Luke Runyon in Sonora, Mexico.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.